Thanks for listening to Let's Get Healthy with Bill Swale on Talk 1370, brought to you by Peoples, Austin's favorite pharmacy. Call us live at 512-643-LIVE. That's 512-643-5483.
Well, welcome back to the show. It's my pleasure to introduce one of my favorite people, too. I got my favorite people as a co-host, Dr. Amy Tyler. And now we have one of my favorite people of all time, Lindsay Berkson.
Lindsay, wow. Thank you.
That is. You are really. Yeah. You are, you've written so many books. And I guess your latest book is Safe Hormones, Smart Women, right?
Actually, I have a brand new book launching, but that is my most recent book, Safe Hormones, Smart Women.
Mm-hmm.
Although,
you like that? Well, where can they get the book? Just so we're going to talk about a little bit today. We're going to talk about hormones. But
they can get the book on Amazon, and they can get it on my website at drlindsayberkson.com. I've got a bookstore there. They can order it.
So why is it that you title the book Safe Hormones? Does that mean that some hormones are not very safe that are being used and have you been used for a long time in pharmacies and dispensed by pharmacies?
Great question. The reason I wrote that book is I was so exasperated in 2002 when we heard that hormones weren't safe anymore and doctors stopped writing prescriptions and women became terrified of getting breast cancer. Within about a year, the reanalysis by very high-level statisticians, like out of Yale, said this isn't accurate at all. In fact, if we reanalyzed it, the women who were on the safer form of the hormones had 33% less breast cancer. So the non-safe hormones are the synthetic ones that our body has never seen before. And the safest hormones, when individualized, are bioidentical. They look exactly like the one Mother Nature intended us to be used to having.
Well, they are. They are exactly, right? I mean, they're
exactly.
The molecule is exactly, so the body accepts that. But when you try to trick the body, yeah, it'll take a synthetic hormone into the cell, but it's not the same. There's a lot of side effects.
As it processes it, we start having trouble. And that's why we need these huge studies on many, many people, because these are unknown molecules that the human body has never seen before. And that's where we got into trouble, was with synthetic hormones. And we have much less trouble when it's done by a professional that knows what they're doing with bioidentical hormones.
I really don't know. I remember Jeff Bland, you know him. I heard a talk years ago. He says, I don't know why we don't have a book about, because right after when I heard the talk, it was just after they had determined from this women's initiative study with nurses, mm-hmm. really like, what, 1,000 or so, more than that. And they found out that they were getting cancer. So many of them were getting cancer from taking the hormones, the synthetic hormones. They stopped the study. Is that right?
The Women's Health Initiative study, yeah.
Women's Health Initiative.
They have so many studies like this, but they don't really delineate for women that the nasty side effects we're discussing are the ones that are from the synthetic hormones. When I scoured the literature, and my book has over 1,000 citations, we see that natural progesterone helps protect against breast cancer. That balanced hormones, naturally balanced hormones, protect against cancer. Of course, you have to be monitored, and every person has to have their own individual hormone footprint. So it isn't one size fits all, but it is not what we were led to believe. And now the climate is changing. And many of the gynecologists are trained about hormones from a conservative society called NAMS, North American Medical Society. And 2 weeks ago in Honolulu, they had their yearly meeting, and a study came out of Finland that said that women should be on hormones not just for a few years to get rid of obnoxious menopausal symptoms, but throughout the extension of our life to avoid stroke and heart attack. And that session was partially funded, and you have to follow the money. And I don't know if you want me to get into that now.
Well, you know, I think most of our people have heard this. I've talked about it before, but, you know, I think, you know, the FDA is supposed to oversee medicine in the U.S., but it carries a bias, doesn't it, against alternative medicine. And sometimes to the absurd extremes, like, for instance, not even to allow natural fruits, vegetables, and vitamins and minerals or any other item to claim health benefits. They just want it. Just that's interesting that they do that, because are they afraid that
oats in it to claim benefits because they're in cahoots with the larger companies that make those cereals.
Cereals, you're right.
Right, but they don't let nutrients in food say that. It's crazy because food is our best medicine.
Right. Well, we know, and I think most of our listeners know the politics, and that's why we see the politicians that aren't politicians running for president are doing so well, because people are afraid. They don't trust politicians. They don't trust what's going on. With farmers, we're going to talk about farmers today and the absurdity of their regulation, and we can go on and on, but these agencies are really cracking down on anybody, like either naturopaths, you know, they're trying. Y'all should be licensed here in Texas, but there's forces against that because you're into natural medicine, right? Go ahead.
You know, when a woman hears all this, she goes, "Well, it's so confusing. I don't know who to trust. Why should I care? And why don't I just forget about the whole thing?" But the big deal is, so much literature that got hushed up because one of the big studies came out right when the Women's Health Initiative study, the same summer in July of 2002, it came out then, is that when you take bioidentical hormones as you get older, and then you get better protection the earlier you start, your brain is protected. There's 50% decrease in prospective studies, very scientific studies that show that women who stay on hormone replacement, bioidentical natural estrogen for 10 years at least, have 50% less Alzheimer's disease. And that's what we're all worried about now. So it's a big deal for women to, even though it's disconcerting and confusing and scary, to brush your shoulder off and work with a sensible practitioner, because you can be protecting your brain against stroke and also to maintain your intelligence and cognition.
And Dr. Brookson, what did you say did you remember the name of that study? I'm just curious. I want to delve into that a little bit more. That was the one in 2002.
That was called the Cache County, Utah study, and it came out the same summer. I actually am doing a revision of Safe Hormone Smart Women, and I opened the book with that, because if Dr. Oz were to have a show saying that there was something that halved your risk of Alzheimer's disease, people would be running out en masse to get it. Well, there it is. It's bioidentical hormones. And they followed about 5,000 people that were in middle age, and they followed them for so many years. And at the beginning of the study, that's what a prospective study is. They all start out well for the end point. You're looking at how well their brains are functioning. And then they follow to see who got Alzheimer's. And then they look at all the factors, wiping out if you're a smoker, wiping out if you have this kind of stress and that kind of stress. And the women who were the most protected were women who had been on long-term bioidentical hormone therapy. So it's called the Utah Cache County study, and it kind of got forgotten when everyone start, because fear sells.
Right.
And everyone pushed out, except for a few, you know, the holistic docs stood their ground. And that's why I wrote Safe Hormone Smart Women. No one was saying these things when I wrote that book, so I took 3 years. My office had 3 feet of papers and citations, so I wasn't making a mistake. And it's come to pass that when you have balanced hormones, you live a better second half of your life, a safer second half of your life, if you work with a great and knowledgeable practitioner and stay away from synthetic hormones.
Well, you have actually seen the effects of synthetic progesterone, hydroxyprogesterone, because you can attest to the fact that that's not safe. A pregnant woman should not be given that, and no doctor will give it today.
Oh, DES, you're talking about
right.
DES?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I wrote one of the, I have, about 20 books out. And one of the books was one of the breakthrough books on the pollutants in our environment that can mimic hormones. And because of that, I got asked to be a distinguished scholar at Tulane Med School for 10 years at a hormone think tank. But as I was doing the research for that book, which took 6 years to write, I started realizing that many of the animals exposed to the most powerful estrogen ever made, and we look at plastics like that and pesticides and outgassing of our dashboard and our car and nail polish, you know, that, these are the language that we're all hearing about now. It's all a spin-off on different things in the environment that get in on our hormones inside of us and can create havoc. And there was a model compound that was the most powerful disruptor, and it was called DES. And as I was writing that book and I saw the animal studies and the human trials, I went, I had that. Well, I've had that, because that's how I got into medicine early on, was that I was so ill all the time. Mm-hmm. And it turned out while I was writing the book, I wrote away for my mother's microfiche films. And it turned out that I was a DES daughter, that somebody whose mother was given that as a drug while they were pregnant. And 30 years later, it was labeled a class one carcinogen. I was the very victim of the phenomena that I was writing one of the breakthrough books on.
Wow.
That's close to home, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't that sad, though?
Yeah, it's...
My daughter took hydroxyprogesterone. That's all they had, Provera, because we'd had two miscarriages, and she's turned out pretty good. But we're watching.
I like her.
We're glad she's here. You know, but they don't give that anymore. They don't give hydroxyprogesterone because
of other countries. I've had gynecologists who know that I wrote that book. I've had a few times, like maybe six or seven, they've called me up and said, oh, my patient, maybe they lived in Baltimore, this or that, and their patient went on vacation to Mexico, and they were pregnant and started to spot, and they were given DES, so the doctor called me to say, what do I tell them? Mm. What should they do? Because very few doctors know, most doctors in practice these days, that happened so long ago, they don't even know what DES is.
Right.
They don't know that a DES daughter should be treated and evaluated differently. I went to see an internist because mine retired, and this internist near my home here in Austin, she didn't ask any of the questions you ask of a DES daughter because she just didn't know.
Mm, interesting. I learned about it. That was not too long ago that I was in school. It's kind of frightening. Because it's still...
I think naturopaths are more up on all of these, how to take a really amazing intake. I think you learn that more than any other profession. I'm really a naturopath at heart.
I know you are.
Well, I met Jeff Graham because I went to naturopathic college at National. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Because when I went to chiropractic school, back way before I was like more of a scientist and author, and now a hormone specialist, I was in a dual program. And so you went to a naturopathic college and chiropractic because that made the most sense.
Yeah.
And I took Jeff Bland's very first nutritional biochemistry 1,500-hour mega course.
Wow. That's so neat. If you had the notes from that, you could probably sell it on eBay to some of us nerdy naturopathic doctors.
I do.
That's so funny. Wow.
Yeah,
that's neat.
But the take home for women out there is it's silly to age today without using hormone technology to make your second half of your life healthier. But hormones lean on nutrients, which lean on digestion. And there are very few practitioners that have this global viewpoint. So you might try some hormone replacement and feel like it didn't work for you because those other areas needed to be assessed by somebody in the know, like somebody like you, Dr. Amy, or myself. And so it's a bigger picture. Mm-hmm. And I hate for women to, and men also that are getting in on it now, I hate for them to age without having the second half of their life be better than it could be. And it cannot be, you cannot be as healthy as you grow older without hormone replacement. I just believe it's it's not possible. Maybe one out of a million makes enough hormones as they age, but most of the time, it'll give you that extra protection on many tissues, especially your brain.
Yeah.
Something that happened, and I found out that a lady friend of mine was too high in estrogen. So the doctor gave low estrogen, you know, the birth control pill. Is that what that does? If your estrogen is too high, you bring it down with low estrogen?
You think of low estrogen, which isn't...
I think he was giving a synthetic progestin to balance it out.
I guess so.
I don't really know. But, you know, there's three different types of estrogen you could measure in the blood. And most menopausal women are high in the one that promotes more cancer. And you want to get the balance better between the protective form, estriol, the forgotten estrogen. And so it's a dance. It's a dance between making these all normalized. And often someone who doesn't, you know, now hormones are having a new renaissance. So doctors are starting to prescribe them that haven't been doing so for 10 years or longer. And so they'll see if you're within the normal range, they might say you don't need it. Or if you're in the high normal, it might be of the wrong estrogen that you actually need to bring that down, but you're low in the good estrogen. Mm-hmm. So it's a more sophisticated picture that really needs to be addressed and honored for you to be the best that you can be.
Exactly. Well, you know, what's interesting is that the mainstream medical establishment rejection of alternative healing flies in the face of hundreds and even thousands of years of history, right? And it also flies in the face of good science. That's why people, and the take home is really people need to learn what they can do. And by the way, you have a private practice, right, that people can call you about and see you?
I do. I act as a consultant. When I take very difficult cases, I take a look at hormones in women who've had breast cancer. I had breast cancer 21 years ago, and I've been on hormone replacement now for 15 years. And I work with your own docs, or I work with my team here, the Wiseman Family Practice. So I work as a consulting scholar because I know a lot of these nuances that other people don't know, plus the nutrition. And so I act, and sometimes I'll make a recommendation for hormones and dosages, and I work together with a team. And I give a lot of time with my intakes, which you usually can't get with the people who are able to prescribe.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just talk. That's great. Talk about probiotics. The gut is so critical, right, because that can cause depression. And then the hormones themselves, you check that.
The microbiome out of Harvard about 9 months ago was mind-boggling research that the good and bad gut bacteria literally are genderized. The name of the article, which was published in Science, and it came out of Harvard by two authors, was called Welcome to the Genderome. Hmm. They call the microbiome now the genderome because it's masculinized in a male and supposedly feminized in a female, and that has a lot to do with how well your hormones work. So you could do a blood test or a saliva test or a 24-hour urine test, and everything could look hunky-dory. But if your gut flora is not good, you took antibiotics, you have stress, you don't eat well, then there won't be the necessary crosstalk between your gut flora and your hormones that help them work right. So just the testing isn't enough. You need a practitioner. Alan Gaby used to always say this, treat the patient, not just the laboratory.
Right.
So if someone acts like they're low estrogen, and even though the blood looks okay, you got to take that bigger picture into consideration. And then the deal is, for a person listening, well, how do I find those people to help me?
Well, that's why we need to close with that, because the take-home should be, how can people learn, because you mentioned that, how can people learn the truth? So the book, Safe Hormones, Smart Women, and you got a new book coming out.
Pardon?
You have a new book coming out?
It's not going to be out for a while, probably
okay.
About a year.
Okay. But just get the books. If you get the book, Safe Hormones, Smart Women, right? How about, do you have a Safe Hormones, Smart Men? You can't just take care of women.
No, and as women get their hormones together and they want to have more robust and awakened sex, then mm-hmm. the guy's got to get on board with his hormones.
There we go.
So he has the mojo to meet in the middle.
Well, that we'll save that for another show.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be getting lots of phone calls, Dr. Brinson.
Oh, I should give my phone number.
Yeah. Well, let's have your phone number.
Okay. That wasn't for the meeting in the middle part. It was for the consultation.
You got to treat both partners, right? Treat them both.
My phone number is 512-507-3279. And my website is Dr. Lindsay Berkson, BERKSON.com.
LINDSEY.
Right.
Berkson. Great. Well, we're going to put this on our website. So, folks, if you're driving, you can't remember this, and we understand a lot to remember. Just go to our website. We'll have this on our website probably by Tuesday or sooner so you can find out. I knew I should have given you more. We need to give you about an hour, don't we?
I think so.
Well, you know what? You used to be.
We have a bottle of wine.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We can arrange that. We can arrange that for next time.
Okay. Talk hormones.
Oh, there we go.
It is quite a vista up here. We can do that.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you. We're lucky to have you here in Austin.
And bless you.
Okay, thank you so much. You're two of my favorite people.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Have a great night.
Talk to you soon. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.